We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Dr. Liz Sanchi, and she's with the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine, professor of equine surgery, and talking about horse health, and we'll talk crooked legs here in this next segment. This typically shows up in foals, as I understand.
You know, they can be born with, typically they are born with some degree of angulation to their limbs, and people get concerned when it's either severe or does not improve on its own.
Okay. And when does it become a problem in their overall health?
A little bit. It depends on how bad it is, right? And so if the foal can get up, ambulate, nurse the mama and all that, and it's mild to moderate, I don't worry too much about them and let them grow up and see what we get. However, if it is impairing their ability to nurse, that's obviously a big problem. Or if it wants to get worse, is also sometime when I'm much more, quick to intervene. Much like osteochondrosis, angular limb deformities over the last 20 years or so have been shown to improve quite a bit on their own. And so as long as they are doing that, I'm content to wait. And sometimes you've got to convince owners that it's best to wait instead of rushing in and doing surgery. But occasionally, when they're bad, say, and if they're 2 weeks old and they're not getting any better, or they're, you know, having trouble getting around, or they're getting worse, that's the big one that bothers me, we will go ahead. And there's two or three different interventions that you can do, everything from changing their, and I use the word shoeing, but of course they're not really shoes, they're more sort of glued on appliances to their feet, to try and change the load on the limb so that they can, so that you can assist them in straightening their legs. Because they will do a lot of straightening on their own, and you just want to sort of promote that versus if they're getting sort of in a cycle of making it worse on their own, you just want to reverse that cycle.
Are there different types of, leg deformities that appear in different horses?
Yeah, I mean, the two big things, so there's two big categories. One is flexural deformities, which is sort of looking at them from the side. It's more of the posture of the limb. That's pretty uncommon. Much more common are angular deformities, which are what you see when you look at the horse from the front. And they can go either in or out. The distal part of the leg, the closer to the ground part of the limb, can go in or out. More commonly, it's out, and that's what we would call valgus. And that can occur at either the carpus or the fetlock. It can also occur in the fetlock in the hind leg. It's really rare for it to occur higher than that in the hind leg. And so because they have growth centers there that stop growing at different times, you have to sort of tailor your treatment based on that. Because what you're trying to do is take advantage of the natural growth that's there, promote the growth you want, and sort of retard the growth that you don't want when they're crooked.
Okay. What would you say is the most common type of deformity you typically tend to see?
Yeah, so by far the most common thing is what's called carpal valgus or knock knees. And so the part of the leg that gets to the ground, what we call the distal part of the leg, the hoof part, will be out compared to the inside, right, where the knees. The knees can be, when it's bad, they can even seem to, like, brush against each other, right? Mm-hmm. And so that can cause people, quite a lot of concern. And so I would recommend if they've got a foal that's particularly knock kneed, that they get their veterinarian to have a look at it, maybe take some radiographs to make sure things are reasonable. I had a foal just like this year that was brought in for surgery, and I kind of looked at it, we took some radiographs, and I was like, why don't you just wait, and we got plenty of time at the knees, let's just see what happens. And that horse has gone along and is not straight yet, but it's straightening up very nicely on its own. Hmm.
So in a lot of the cases, they will. It's something that will reverse itself, but it can linger. And if it does linger, then that's the time you want to maybe talk to your veterinarian.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's bad enough to concern you, you should get your vet involved as soon as possible, just so he or she can give you some guide about what's the best way to go at this time of the foal's life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, they're going to say, okay, well, let's trim the foot a little bit and let's go easy with the exercise, you know, maybe a round pen versus turning it out in a paddock or in a big pasture. And then just, you know, give it a couple of weeks and see which direction it's heading. If they're young enough, you have plenty of time to do that. And you can, you know, avoid doing unnecessary surgery by watching them straighten up on their own.
What if you have an older horse? Does this type of crooked leg ever show up in older horses?
Well, it doesn't show up. It was sort of always there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, unless, okay, so I should back up. If you buy a horse that's got a valgus deformity, say it's a carpus, say it's a 2 or 3 year old, it's always been there, and it's too late to do anything about it. That's the way it's going to be, and you just got to figure out how to work around it. And a lot of those horses, if they're mild to moderate, they'll do just fine. However, in older horses, there can be degenerative conditions that their legs, and these are usually old horses, like 17, 18, that will start to get, in this case, it's what we call varus, which is they get kind of bow-legged in front. And that can be a very challenging condition to deal with because it's degenerative and there's no growth left to fix it. And so basically what you're left with is trying to manage the condition and keeping the horse comfortable rather than correcting it.
Okay, very good. Anything else when it comes to crooked legs you want to share with the listeners this morning?
No, I would just say, you know, your level of concern should sort of be related to how crooked your horse is. So if you just have a young foal that's mildly affected, I wouldn't worry too much. If you want to get your veterinarian involved, you should. If it's not improving, you definitely should get your veterinarian involved. But to let people know that the majority of these horses with maybe some foot trimming and some cautious exercise modifications are going to straighten up on their own and be perfectly serviceable.
All right. Well, Dr. Shanchi, I know you're an expert in this field. You said you've got 40 years experience working with horses?
Well, yeah, certainly working with horses. I graduated from vet school a little over 35 years ago. So there you have it.
A wonderful career choice. And, you know, I have a little girl who loves to go see horses every once in a while. Both my girls do, actually, but
once we get over the pandemic, you should give us a call and we'll give you a tour of the hospital.
Very good. Well, I might just have to do that. Well, Dr.
All right, very
good. Dr. Shanchi, we appreciate you joining us here this morning, and we'll talk to you guys again very soon.
Thanks for the time, Brandon. We appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this on News Radio KMA. We're going to talk Battle of the Badges next here on In Focus.